Happy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's happening? How are you? It's great to hear. This is Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. You can always leave me a voicemail, and I will be sure to play it on air. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. You're working at a 9-to-5 and you want to have time go by? Listen to my show. We also do well in the 18 to 34 demographic. So maybe you're a college kid in your dorm or your frat house or sorority. I went to a radio trade school, so I never lived that life. But if you're looking for entertainment to keep you company while dealing with college or whatever you're doing in life, if you're in a nursing home, Hoppy Hour's for you.
Hot topic.
This next headline, if it was any average Joe, we would be creeped out. If it was anybody else, we would be bothered. We would just be given, you know, the chills down your spine when you're so bothered and you're so creeped out that it just gives you like the feeling. Everything, and I mean everything, about two different guys. First of all, it's Kanye West, but he's not in this news clip. But there's two people that are creepy as hell. Kanye West and this clip, which is about Scott Disick. They are obsessive over their exes. But because they're famous, we just go, oh, it's Scott Disick being Scott Disick. Or during Kanye West's manic episode in the beginning of the year through the last few years, now he's quiet. Oh, he's just being Kanye. But if any average Joe was like talking about his ex's wedding, like, you're kind of a weirdo. You're kind of a creep.
Scott Disick is keeping busy as ex Kourtney Kardashian ties the knot with Travis Barker.
That's good. I am glad that somebody she has dumped. It's been like three dudes since she's been with him, I believe. I mean, it's hard to keep count with the Kardashians.
These are just a few of the stunning photos coming out of Italy.
Oh, they're so classy.
As both families document the ceremony in Portofino. Meanwhile, Scott is getting out of town.
That's good. I'm glad Scott has learned to not move on, but act like he's moving on. I'm really proud for him.
The reality star takes to his Instagram story, sharing a photo looking out of an airplane window. He writes, quote, "Where to?
I don't know. To find your career?"
Playing coy about his destination. Scott follows this up with another pic, revealing his flight is just over 4 hours. This means he's probably not on his way to Kourtney's European ceremony.
I don't really imagine him getting a VIP invitation. Hell, I don't imagine him getting a normal invitation. Yeah.
Am I invited to the wedding?
No.
That's up to them. I don't know.
If you're having to ask, am I invited to the wedding? You shouldn't even go. I love when people want to get invited to something and they beg about getting invited. And it's like, if you're not invited and you don't want to go, you shouldn't go. Out of respect for yourself. Like, I remember back in the day when I worked in promotions before I became an on-air talent at Tampa Radio, where I currently work. And I remember, like, the promotions team would be having like parties and I wasn't invited and people were like, does that bother you? I go, no, They don't want me there. That's completely fine. And I'm not doing a pity card or anything. I'm saying it's fine. I don't want to be somewhere. I don't want to force a social situation that shouldn't happen. And Scott Disick should take that advice.
But Scott did offer one detail to his fans. He writes on the...
He has fans or just people that observe him? Who goes, oh, I'm a fan of Scott Disick's work? What does Scott do?
I did offer one detail to his fans. He writes on the pic, quote, next stop, the beach.
Okay.
This...
Good. I'm glad we know where he's going. Now that we know where Scott Disick is going, our life is forever improved. My life today went pretty good. I did good at my radio job, did a good job in primetime radio, whatever.
Shut up!
But now that I know that Scott Disick's doing good, man, I can sleep well at night. That he went to the beach.
This follows Scott hitting the town on Thursday.
Midlife crisis mode. Gotta hang out with those sugared babies. Nothing like dating someone that was born after 9/11.
Check out Scott out and about in West Hollywood with Rod Stewart.
Oh, what a party that is.
The music icon's family, including his daughter, Kimberly Stewart.
Yeah, she knows him well.
An eyewitness tells ET, quote, Scott seemed to be in a good mood. This comes as Scott shares his feelings about Kravis on the Kardashians.
Your feelings should not matter about your ex. Yes, it hurts. It sucks when you find out that your ex who dumped you has a new boyfriend. You feel replaceable. Here's what I love, and I'll get back to the Scott Disick audio, but let me, I am the authority on all things getting your heart broken and bad breakups. It's not going to happen again because I want to marry my girl, but the last relationship I'm in, I kind of regret bashing her hard on the radio. I kind of regret ranting about her, not at all. I kind of regret being a douche, not at all. Well, maybe. But the thing I learned is you got to plant into your mind what it means when your next girlfriend's in a relationship. Because when the man, and I can only speak for heterosexual men. What I tell you, as a heterosexual male, when you find out that your ex is in a relationship and then gets married, you're like, wait, that means they're having sex. That means she's giving oral sex and he's giving oral sex. And people will go, and I've given advice to people that have worked in radio with me on air and off air. And everyone goes, oh, you're being a sexist pig. Or you're being a shock jock saying that the way to get over a breakup is to imagine your ex banging somebody. But that's literally the way to get over a breakup. I remember I was living alone after my ex dumped me. And I would just think about her just getting pounded out. I think about all the things that we had fun sexually. And now she's doing it with a new person and has experience from doing it with me. And she's glad it's not me. And it really helps you get over your ex. Because everybody, you know, gives the advice, oh, it takes time. It really shouldn't take that much time. You can feel the pain. You might hit a dive bar during the week. But you know what? You're going to get over it. And you got to think the worst things possible. Like, think about, like, when they gave you birthday sex, and you're never going to get that again. Now, you're going to find somebody that really... if you really want to find a perfect person, you will find a perfect person. But you gotta wait, man. You gotta wait.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
It's Scott going up to Travis. Oh, that's not awkward at all. Congratulations.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
I've only been crying about it all night.
Congrats. Thank you. I've seen you.
Oh, it's so awkward with Courtney. She's like, I don't know if Scott's going to go into one of those rages where he's passive aggressive, so we don't know what he's actually thinking.
I haven't seen you both.
While he's been friendly with a couple, Scott made Courtney aware that he's also been struggling.
Oh, that's cool. Remember those amazing BJs she'd give you? Remember those amazing times you would bang her out and she would pretend to be moaning but wasn't really into it? She's doing it now with Travis, and she seems to like it. Get over it, Scott.
He said, this is not the easiest for me, and I just...
Said, it's been about 6 years. Get over yourself, because, you know, you need to get over yourself.
At the end of the day, I want you to be happy, and, you know, congrats on the engagement.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's the pimp of the relationship, known as Kris Kardashian.
This echoes what Courtney's sister Khloe told ET in 2019. At the end of the day, this family has a long history of co-parenting successfully.
But that doesn't, just because you're co-parenting successfully doesn't mean that your ex-husband's being kind of a nut job. Kanye West, Scott Disick.
And with Scott and Courtney sharing three children, Mason, Penelope, and Rain,
that's got to be awkward knowing your dad's kind of a maniac, knowing your dad dates women that are about twice your age.
Family seems to be what matters to them most.
My mom and my dad were like that. It took them years, but
Who, O.J. Simpson?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Mattress. By appointment, Hillsboro. Yeah, they're the best around. Now, let me tell you. Do you want to go to any normal mattress shop with the guys with the Rolexes that think they're better than you or whatever? And they got their GED, so now they're selling beds and you feel like you're getting ripped off. Yeah, you can use that and, you know, overpay for a bed. Or you can save between 50 to 80% off by calling Dwayne the mattress guy. When I tell you he is the best around, I am a man of my words. I don't know if you noticed, but I surround myself with the best. I surround myself with the elite. So call him. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And sign up for an appointment with Dwayne the Mattress Guy and tell him you heard about it on the award-winning Happy Hour podcast. And I will be there to interview you. So for all the info, 813-452-5555.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
We have actual sound from the wedding. Yeah, you go, Courtney. There's Courtney Kardashian with her wedding vows. Yeah. One more time if you missed it. Here is what Travis had to say about the situation. Because, you know, I wonder if it's weird for him. Like, he can't cheat anymore. He can't just, you know, go around banging other people. No, he has to be with one person. What's up, Travis? Yeah, Travis, you go, boy. Oh, God. 856 49 Hoppy.
Wow! Hoppy Hot Topic!
For anybody that's my family listening, I'm sorry. And for radio programmers listening, I would not do that on FM radio. I would not do that if it was Hoppy in the morning or Hoppy in the midday or Hoppy in the afternoon. Because it's a podcast, you got to spice it up a little bit. You can't just be all average when talking about the sexual Kardashians. You can't just be out here not playing this. You got to be embracing it. That's enough, Courtney.
It's the moment we've been waiting for. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker say I do.
Here's the thing. Who's been waiting for it? If you've been like waiting around going, when are they going to get married? Just know it doesn't matter. It doesn't improve your life. It doesn't change your life. And if it does, you need to find a life. I love when the celebrity news reporters, I know I'm here covering it, but I'm doing a parody. I'm mocking the celebrities. I am the authority. So I'm not taking it seriously. But these reporters are like, yeah, you guys, the best news all year. Like, relax.
It's the moment we've been waiting for.
Is it?
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker say I do in a stunning wedding ceremony in Portofino, Italy.
I want the celebrity news reporters, for once, just to be honest, be like, it was an average wedding, kind of skanky.
In front of family and friends.
It's a beautiful thing.
A source tells ET that Kourtney and Travis, quote, couldn't be happier. Adding, quote, the whole weekend has been amazing, and their Italy wedding is everything they ever wanted.
The wedding dress is one of the longest wedding dresses I've ever seen on anybody, which is the most Kardashian thing ever. Being obnoxious, being over the top, being on top.
Their friends and family are also thrilled for them and can see how in love they are.
Okay.
The event comes after the couple legally tied the knot in a California courthouse last week. During the Italian ceremony, Kourtney was smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, she was. When are they not smiling? They got good teeth.
As she was escorted down the aisle by her mother, Kris Jenner, mm-hmm. Travis and Kourtney exchanged vows on a red carpeted altar.
I love you, babe.
I love you too, baby.
With their children by their side.
Yeah.
As a symbol of their...
You are my blood soulmate. I want to suck your blood.
With their children by their side. As a symbol of their unity, the boys stood behind Kourtney and the girls stood behind Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the girls, Travis's daughter, Alabama, shared this selfie with the bride on Instagram.
It's got to be kind of weird. Like, your dad's just so sexual. But here's the one thing I was thinking about. Here's the one thing that reached my mind. Shayna Moakley, how she's doing. Is she doing okay? We're all worried about that angel. Not at all. We're all worried about that, you know, annoying person.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if her vibrator got any usage this weekend. Yeah. The battery probably died. She's been using it so much.
As well as this video of Kourtney and Travis holding hands at the altar.
Oh, it's so cool. They're record breakers. They are the first couple to ever hold hands at a wedding. Wow.
When it comes to Kourtney's dress, for their special day, she wore a short white corseted dress with a lace overlay by Dolce & Gabbana.
Could you imagine if she just would have gone to like Dollar Tree and got a, well, not Dollar Tree, I don't know. But yeah, could you imagine? They could probably buy the whole company.
With her hair up, she paired the dress with a stunning cathedral veil that is embroidered with a large image of the Virgin Mary.
How ironic. They haven't been a virgin in this whole millennium.
And the words, family, loyalty, respect. When it comes to the groom, Travis donned a perfectly tailored dark gray tuxedo.
Yeah, he looks pretty good, man. I can't even hate.
And just like his missus, it was also by Dolce & Gabbana. Take a closer look at both of their ensembles with this shot of the couple headed to their reception.
I'm just going to put my hand over Travis and just take a look at Kourtney. I don't really need to see Travis.
Where you can see that Kourtney ditched the long veil and kept it fun. Lace dress and white lace pumps.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, living our best lives.
The dress is kind of short, but I wouldn't expect anything different from the Kardashians. If you want to tell me that they would wear short dresses to a wedding, I go, that seems pretty on par.
Yeah.
Kourtney's sisters, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie
are all showing off their cleavage. Hell to the yeah.
Shut up!
I'll see myself out when the show ends.
We're all in Italy for the weekend celebrations.
Wow! They have a charcuterie board. They can relate to us peasants.
Kylie gave an inside look into the reception on her Insta story, showing someone making fresh cannolis and pasta. Before Kourtney and Travis said I do, Kourtney was seen in a mini dress, also embroidered with the face of Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
And a black and blue lace veil as she held hands with Travis Barker and her son, Rain.
Well, I'm glad she was holding hands with her now husband. I mean, if she was holding hands with like somebody she's banging on the side, that wouldn't be really wedding material.
Kourtney gave a closer look at the dress on Instagram, captioning these two pics, quote, here comes the ...
Okay. I'm glad things are working out for them. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Oh, man, my speech impediment is... All right, what the hell is going on with Pete Davidson? Who, by the way, I love the Pete Davidson haters. It's always a Gen Xer who's past his prime, who hasn't been cool in about 360 months. In about 30 years, they haven't been cool. No one's cared about them. They've not accomplished that much. And they see someone who's kind of goofy looking. They've seen someone who's kind of awkward, who bangs every hot chick. And they never got to really bang any hot chicks because they got married at 27, the angry Gen Xer. And when you ask them, why do you hate Pete Davidson? They go, oh, he's a tool. And it's like, oh, but the rockers or the rappers or famous celebrities that you liked in the 90s weren't tools. Everyone's a tool in their 20s. When you ask any Pete Davidson haters for legitimate, and I mean legitimate advice, or when you ask a Pete Davidson hater why they hate him, they sincerely cannot tell you. They sincerely cannot give you an answer. And you know what's funny about that? It's like, you're a loser. He made a great movie. He was on SNL for 7 years. If anybody else accomplished that, you know, they would be given the Medal of Honor. But when it's Pete Davidson, ah, burn him. I mean, this right here, I'll play the news clip about him leaving SNL. But this clip right here with him and fellow Happy Hour alumni guest, Charlamagne Tha God. Here is a clip on Charlamagne's one of his 9 podcasts where he's talking to Pete Davidson about depression. And this, to me, I have never resonated with a video more. I swear to God.
How often do you still battle with depression?
Oh, I'm always depressed all the time. I have to constantly bring myself out of it. Like, I wake up depressed, but like, I'm like, okay, now I know my steps because you learn from the real. Like, now I have to go outside and be in the sun for a little bit.
I feel that.
For a walk.
Got it.
Start the day this way. It's all just programming yourself to trick your brain, you know?
Were you ever suicidal?
Yeah, all the time. But I can't because I got a mom and a sister. And
Kim Kardashian giving me head every night?
Like a family. So, like, I've always been suicidal, but I've never had, like, the balls, you know? Which I'm very lucky.
I don't know why these videos that go on TikTok have to have the music in the background. Also, this was put up. I saw it on TikTok like 8 months ago. But this was put up on the douchiest name for a YouTube channel. Alpha Motivation. Ugh. Anybody who tells you they're an alpha has a small penis. Anybody that tells you they're an alpha has not been laid in a year. Oh, I'm an alpha male. Cool. I'm not, and I get laid 3 to 4 times a week.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Bitch.
Hello, Colin and Che and millions of people only watching to see if I bring up Kanye.
Which you did to piss off Kanye. I love the heat. I love the drama. Ryan Hoppy liking drama, that's the whole basis of Hoppy Hour.
Hey, don't apologize. First time in my life, I'm ready for bikini season.
Oh, funny SNL skit. I get it. They're playing wacky women and men or whatever they identify as.
Saturday Night Live says goodbye to some longtime greats.
Who else left besides Pete Davidson? Other people left? Who else was great on SNL? Did Keenan leave? Did Michael Che leave? Did Colin Jost leave? I mean, that's the only talent there. Cecil's good, too.
The season finale features special tributes to Pete Davidson and Kate McKinnon.
No, don't leave, Kate. We're all such a fan. Where we all go. My favorite part of SNL is Kate McKinnon.
So are you officially leaving?
Yeah, man. Lauren accidentally gifted me a sock, so I'm free.
Colin Jost looks like he just can't wait for him to get the hell out of there.
Plus, cast members Cal Mooney and Adi Bryant.
No, don't leave. We're all such huge fans of your work.
Also exit the iconic series.
It's iconic, but irrelevant.
I truly am taking it 1 minute at a time.
Yeah, Adi Bryant, you're a little worried about where your career is going. You're not really sure what's happening. You're not really sure what your next gig is, where your life is going. Now that you're off at SNL, because who the hell has ever gone, oh my God, SNL is so funny with Adi Bryant?
It's definitely where I've grown up.
While chatting with Colin Jost.
I mean, you know, the only time when you hear the word 80 Bryant, you're thinking of maybe Kobe Bryant when he scored 81 points in 2006. Who the hell has ever gone, oh, I'm such a huge fan of 80 Bryant?
Chatting with Colin Jost on Weekend Update, Pete reflects on his first year as a cast member.
Yeah.
I never imagined this would be my life, you know? I mean, look at me when I started here. Like, back then, I was just like a skinny kid and no one knew what race I was. And like now, everyone knows I'm white because I became hugely successful while barely showing up to work.
A little edgy of a joke. Wow, Pete, you're really going on the edge on the last episode. Good for you.
And like, look at me now. I'm aging like an old banana.
Can we hear from 80 Bryant? I'm sure she's so funny.
And Colin still looks like the only Kennedy who doesn't drink.
I love the little shot of Colin. He seems like such an asshole, man. He gives me such douchebag vibes. I mean, if you're married to Scarlett Johansson, it kind of makes sense.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. FitSageFitness.net. If you live in Tampa Bay, you can work out with him. If you don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. And please don't move here. You can just do virtual workouts from wherever the hell you're listening. Add him on Instagram at fit_sage_fitness. And when you tell Devin Prasad that you heard about it on Happy Hour, he's going to hook you up, man.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
What's happening?
Listen to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yes. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And go to every single platform that has a podcast if you're listening live on Z Radio. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Music, Odyssey, and search up Hoppy Radio.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
And for all the info, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. That's my email, and then RyanHoppyRadio.com. All right, back to the news. I love when you see news reports about how celebrities can kind of relate to you. It's like you almost forget that they're human, that they're going to die someday, and they also poop. They're no different than us. They just got a bigger bank account. And in this next headlines case, a bigger ass.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
We want to get right to our cover story. Jennifer Lopez getting candid about her panic attacks and how they forced her to reprioritize her life.
Yeah, she's kind of looking at how short her life is. And she's like, I should maybe not take my auto-tuned decent music so seriously. The fact that I am famous because Selena died.
And discover what she's calling the most underrated beauty secret out there. Janae Norman is back with details. Good morning again, Janae.
Oh, give it to us.
Hey, Michael, good morning again to you. Jennifer Lopez says that her panic attacks actually started back in the 90s.
Yeah, sure.
To the release of her hit movie, Selena, describing how they left.
Yeah, so she knew that she was a copycat of Selena. She knew that her whole career was because of Selena, so she felt like an imposter. She felt like a copycat. She was a little insecure. She was a little self-conscious.
The release of her hit movie, Selena, describing how they left her feeling literally paralyzed, terrified, and like she was losing her mind.
Are people going to know? Are people going to know that my whole career based off of Selena? She was just laying in bed in the 90s. I don't know if it was whoever she was married to at that time. But she's just laying there like, I'm having a little bit of a panic attack. I don't know what to do. They're going to find out that I copied Selena. And then if Selena, that innocent angel, never would have died, I wouldn't have a career. The thing that I have going for me is that I have auto-tune because I can't even sing like Selena. So that's actually not a good thing. But my butt's bigger, so that's good. Just saying, man. When you know that you're a copycat, like the dudes that have copied Howard or Elvis Duran and are only in a few cities, and yeah, they're making good money or whatever, but they'll be some of the most self-conscious people ever because they don't want people to find out that they're not original. All right, I got to skip over this because they're playing the music. And on here, I can't play music because of copyright.
Jennifer Lopez is getting real about her mental health.
Yeah.
Opening up about having panic attacks at a time when her career demanded grueling hours and she says she wasn't getting enough sleep.
Yeah, I got to skip over this. They're playing all the songs, man. I wish copyright would let me play it.
J-Lo, the 52-year-old, recalling being in her late 20s, thinking she was invincible, only sleeping 3 to 5 hours a night, until she says work and stress, coupled with not enough sleep to recuperate mentally, led her to feel physically paralyzed. I couldn't see clearly, and then the physical symptoms I was having started to scare me. And
we could tell you couldn't see clearly. Some of the people you dated?
The fear compounded itself. Now I know it was a classic panic attack brought on by exhaustion.
Some of the symptoms of panic attacks include a sense of impending doom, fear of losing control, increase in heart rate, shortness of breath, chills.
Lopez says,
am I just having a my voice just cracked. My balls just dropped on Happy Hour. Let's hear this again. All these symptoms I literally have all day long.
Chills.
Lopez says she's now prioritizing listening to her body and mind after realizing the serious consequences of ignoring them. Saying her doctor told her to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, to not drink caffeine, and make sure she gets workouts in.
Basically, all of that I can't really do because on the weekend I get about 6 hours of sleep. I need caffeine and I don't work out as much as I should. So I guess that's why I'm always having panic attacks.
And J-Lo says,
that's one thing I don't think they're going to ever fix in TV news, which is fine because TV news is dying. But that 5 second delay, man, I love that because it just shows the reporters and they're like, we're waiting to talk. That's such a long delay.
And J-Lo says, we don't value sleep. And as she started sleeping more and taking better care of herself, she realized it was less about anti-aging and more about pro-living.
And becoming irrelevant.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Yeah. Business cards, yard signs, banners, whatever the hell you need printed up. When I tell you that DJ Tone Tampa and West Chase Printing on Instagram are the best follow and the best company around, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. And they were going to already hook you up with an amazing deal because it's a great company. But when you go there and you tell them that I sent you, they're going to hook you up on top of that.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
yeah. Welcome back. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention mishandled sexual abuse allegations.
Religious people not dealing with sexual abuse allegations in the right way? Oh, but God, so proud of you. This is why I hate religion.
Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention mishandled sexual abuse allegations for almost two decades.
Here's my thing. I love, and this, because obviously it's more than just the Catholic Church. It's also the Southern Baptist Convention, whatever the hell that is. Sounds creepy as hell. Hey, I'm going to the Southern Baptist Convention. Don't bring your kids. Just saying. Leave them at home. You can believe in what you want. I don't care. My brain can't wrap around the fact that there's probably not an afterlife. And hey, if there is an afterlife, I'll be in purgatory for a long, long time. It's all good. It's not real, but if it is, here's the thing. You can believe in what you want, but I despise when really religious people cannot accept that there's a lot of pedophilia that might be going on. Because here's the thing. You'll always hear the excuse. People will go, oh, but they didn't know about it. In the media, in sports, you'll often hear about shenanigans that go on behind the scenes. Like, allegedly, the, who's the hockey team, the Lightning, or the Florida Panthers. That's how much I know about the NHL. They went to all the different strip clubs last night, this being Monday, May 23rd, and they're going to win tonight. That would be the Lightning. But the Florida Panthers went out to a strip club a few last night, and the word got out, allegedly. And you hear about people's infidelity. Things get out, man. So when you're telling me that all these different religious groups, because it's every religion, it's not just the Catholic Church, it's also Southern Baptist, it's any leader, teachers too. You're telling me that, like, when the Pope says, I had no idea, or whoever is the leader of the Southern Baptist Convention, when they tell you, I had no idea this was happening, they are lying. They are scumbags. Oh, and what I love too is then you go, oh, but what would God say?
According to a scathing 288-page investigative report issued by a third-party firm.
But we have no idea about this, even though there's 300 pages of things about pedophilia. We have no idea.
The investigation found that survivors repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be ignored.
Ah, sweep it under the rug. Who cares if a seven-year-old's life is forever ruined? We're religious people, and we got to pretend that we're cool.
Met with
go fuck yourself.
Resistance and even outright hostility from some members, according to that report.
Yeah, you know, they're like, go away. It's, you know, whatever.
In a statement, SBC President Ed Litton called on...
Yeah, he seems like a real asswipe, just like a boomer with glasses. You know, like boomers. They're assholes.
Ed Litton called on Southern Baptists to change their culture and implement reform.
Yeah, that's going to really happen. Religious people love listening to other people. I'm religious. I'm better than you. Who cares? Okay. This is my favorite thing that they do when they end Today Show videos.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
No problem, Al Roker.
Find your favorite recipes.
On what, Tumblr?
Celebrity interviews, uplifting stories, shop our favorite deals.
When have you guys done uplifting? All you do is talk about January 6th and other things. Oh, I watched the Today Show. I'm so uplifted. My life is forever improved because I watch Al Roker.
And so much more with the Today app. Download it now.
Oh, I'm going to go there and just download the Today Show app. 856-49-HOPPY.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Ellen DeGeneres caught up with her pal Jennifer Lawrence.
That is an incorrect thing. She caught up with Jennifer Lawrence. There is no friends. There are no pals. There are no buddies with Ellen DeGeneres. There are business relationships. She is a sociopath borderlining on a psychopath. I don't think she's able to build relationships. So when you act like she's friends with Jennifer Lawrence... No, they need each other for clout. Jennifer Lawrence needs her to go on TV to promote her new work or whatever to the soccer moms or people in the hospital that are watching Ellen, and Ellen needs her to make Ellen look like an okay person. They're not friends. No one's friends with Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres caught up with her pal Jennifer Lawrence on the final season of her talk show and may have accidentally let it slip that the actress welcomed a baby boy.
Oops.
During a phone interview with the Hunger Games star, the 64-year-old host seemed to refer to the little one as him while talking to Jen about her new bundle of joy.
Yeah. Big deal. I mean, yeah, it's a bitchy thing for Ellen to do. Oh, but I thought she was such a professional.
This is a full circle moment because people don't know this, but I used to live in the house that you live in now. When
yeah, because I'm rich.
And I started this show 20 years ago. So
yes.
Yeah, so now I live next door to you. And I'm
you probably hear a lot of fights between me and Portia. Please keep that quiet.
I'm looking at you living in my house with a brand new baby when I started this show 20 years ago. And by the way, I do hear you sometimes talking to him, and it's really cute. I can hear you go, I know. And then what, like, it's so sweet.
That's creepy.
Really sweet.
If anybody else said that, they'd be weird. But, oh, it's Ellen? That should be even more of a reason to think it's weird if it's Ellen.
The new mom, who reportedly welcomed her first child with her husband, Cook Maroney, in February.
Oh, yeah. And you haven't announced it in 3 months? Oh, whatever. Ellen can announce it too. It's been 3 months. Oh, we gotta wait for the perfect time when we can be interviewed in front of everybody.
Had yet to share any details about her new arrival.
I mean, that's fine or whatever, but don't be mad if Ellen announces it. You can't hold it away forever.
But has been spotted out and about with a stroller lately.
Yeah.
J-Law has been laying low since giving birth, and during her pregnancy, the 31-year-old stayed mostly out of the spotlight, too.
Yeah.
Only showing off her baby bump on a few red carpets.
Oh, that's good. I'm so proud of you. You really did it. Ugh.
At the premiere of Don't Look Up in December 2021, the Oscar winner gushed about people seeing her latest film to Access Hollywood's Scott Evans.
Oh, yeah. Scott Evans, man, he's really under report.
As she dazzled in her glamorous maternity fashion.
Oh, yeah. Can we just have a celebrity news reporter go, nah, she looked kind of bloated.
It feels great. Like, I'm just so actually, I know everybody says this, but, like, it's very genuine. I'm so excited for everybody to see this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be talking to you if it wasn't for the movie. I'm better than you.
It's a good one.
Yeah, so it feels great when you're really excited about, you know, what you're going to show people. And, you know, my family's here to see it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is very exciting. The chemistry between...
What an... Why can't these reporters... talk into the microphone. Why can't they talk into the microphone? They don't know how to talk into the microphone. It just... when he's holding it in the air, you're not... Dummy.
It is very exciting. The chemistry between you and Leo, next level.
Oh.
And it's very exciting. Wait, I don't know. I was talking to the microphone.
Oh,
I read
you.
That y'all were exchanging.
Oh, shut up. God, this guy's driving me nuts. He probably went to like Full Sail University in Orlando and doesn't know how to use a microphone. Sounds like Full Sail.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
The other thing I wanted to ask you about today, Bertha, is Starbucks, the latest company, big company in this country to exit Russia completely as the war with Ukraine goes on.
Yeah.
What's that going to look like for employees in the country?
They won't be working there anymore and they'll be unemployed. What else do you think it is? I had this random thought. So like Netflix pulled out. And I'm hoping the dudes are pulling out in Russia. I wouldn't want to make any kids there. You have this coffee shop pulling out. Can you imagine being in Russia and like you hate Vladimir Putin and you hate what they're doing to the Ukraine and you love the things that America imported there? Like McDonald's just pulled out too. People in Pasco County should take the advice of the companies that are pulling out. Get what I did there? It's so funny. But here's what I'm saying. I'm being honest here. When I tell you that not everybody that's like a civilian of Russia probably agrees with Vladimir Putin and they just lost McDonald's and Starbucks and Netflix. Like, it's got to be weird for them, you know?
Well, Starbucks has about 130 locations.
But I hope Vladimir Putin, you know, has a K-cup machine. That's all that matters.
Starbucks has about 130 locations that it licenses in the country, and they've been shut down since the invasion of Russia's invasion in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
They say they're going to pay the nearly 2,000 Russian Starbucks workers for 6 months to help them with the transition.
That's good.
They're not the first to do this. You saw McDonald's also pull out completely.
Yeah.
And it's now selling its locations in Russia to a Russian licensee. For Starbucks, it represents about 1% of global sales in Russia.
All right. I don't care anymore because I don't know that much about money. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey, guys. It's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Machine Gun Kelly.
Why?
Because he is channeling his inner Britney Spears.
He's so edgy the way he wears those dresses.
And we're not talking about dancing. This weekend, the rapper posed completely naked as he held a small hand towel over his private area.
Why is that called the Britney Spears? Should be called the Jenna Jameson.
A new photo on Instagram. In the picture, MGK looks like he was trying to hold in a laugh as he stood in a bathroom and captioned it with a funny message about filming the newly released movie, Good Morning.
I love how they're not going to read the captions because it's too edgy. I did 5 whole sit-ups and 200 blunts to prep for my role in Good Morning.
We released movie Good Morning. Well, it's a good thing he didn't bring this type of energy to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's wedding this weekend.
Oh, that was a good one. I see why they pay you the big bucks. That was a hilarious one-liner.
And moving on to Mick Jagger and...
Why?
Harry Styles, the rock icon, had some interesting things to say about the former One Direction star in a recent conversation with the London Times.
What, did they both look like people that you would see walking down Nebraska Avenue at night?
And he didn't really hold back.
That's good.
While speaking to the outlet to promote the Rolling Stones' upcoming 60th anniversary tour, Mick let it be known that there should be no comparison when it comes to himself and the Watermelon Sugar singer.
Yeah, I love Watermelon Sugar. And yet, no one's comparing Mick Jagger. That's just him trying to be relevant, like bringing himself into the millennial talent. Who the hell has ever gone, oh yeah, Mick Jagger and Harry Styles, they're so similar. It's like comparing 50 Cent and Run DMC.
In regards to Harry, the 78-year-old said, quote, he doesn't have a voice like mine.
No, he doesn't, because you're Mick Jagger and he's Harry Styles. You're not even similar.
Or can move on stage like me. He just has a superficial resemblance to my younger self, which...
Oh, wow, man.
Which is fine. He can't help that.
That's good, man.
Talk about being super direct.
Talk about being, you know, irrelevant. I'm a baby boomer. Ugh, shut up.
What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, he's an asshole and a little irrelevant. Oh, wow. Harry, like, wear his crazy outfits. Because Mick Jagger is the one that did that originally.
Let us know in the comments. And now on to Chris Brown.
Why?
Yesterday, the singer responded to a fan's accusation that the singer kicked her out because she wasn't down to hook up.
Yeah, it sounds like Chris Brown. Oh, you're going to Chris Brown's house to just get to know him. He's such a good guy. Women always feel safe around him. What do you think Chris Brown's inviting you over for, to play chess?
The fan shared a quick story on the We in Miami podcast about her encounter with Chris.
Oh, you're on a We in Miami podcast? That means you have no talent and you're a clout chaser.
And not too long after, the 33-year-old reposted the video on his Instagram story with his own comments. Now, in what seems to be Chris's new style of addressing things, the singer...
What, not punching people?
...added multiple short captions on top of the clip, basically implying that he wasn't interested in the young woman, and also let it be known that he clearly has a type.
Yeah. Sluts.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, and let's kick today off with Ed Sheeran.
Why? 2018 called.
Yesterday, the singer surprised fans by announcing on Instagram that he and his wife, Cherry Seaborn, welcomed a baby girl into their family.
Oh, my life is so improved now.
Ed posted a snapshot of a white baby socks on an ombre brown knit blanket with a caption revealing that he and his wife are now a family of 4.
Oh,
the
good.
UK star did not reveal the exact date that his new bundle of joy was born.
He doesn't need to, because it doesn't really matter.
Or her name, but we do know that the couple welcomed their first daughter, Lyra.
Oh, the baby was born on May 17th, not 18th. Oh, that's good.
Back in August 2020. Overall, congrats to these two from the HL fam. Moving on to Rihanna, because the day has finally come. TMZ reported that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky welcomed a baby boy last Friday. And
Hell yeah.
Now Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that the work singer is taking to motherhood like a total natural. Duh. According to our insider, the couple is home in LA right now with their newborn, and they're being very safe with social distancing and everything because the baby is obviously not vaccinated.
Oh, that's good. Got to make it about that vaccination. The kid just got, the kid was just born. Let them clean the diaper. Jesus. Was it vaccinated? We're going to wear a mask forever. That is the sound of the house of Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. I don't think they're really, you know, thinking about, oh, is our baby vaccinated?
Our source also revealed that Rihanna is so protective already, and she's making sure everyone's washing their hands, wearing masks, not getting their face too close to the baby.
It sounds like Los Angeles to you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by quadpod.com. QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. When I tell you it's the best podcasting platform around, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Also, we're heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time. Let me redo that. I was trying to be funny and I just lost what I was saying. A take two, because we're never perfect a day in our lives on here. But is anybody ever perfect? You can listen to Happy Hour every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, not coast, 4 p.m. Central on ZRadioLive.com. ZRadioLive.com has all the info on it being the best internet radio around, and you can listen on Odyssey, and you can listen on TuneIn by searching Z Radio Live. It's the best show to come out of East Coast.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Kate Moss may take the stand this week in the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard defamation trial.
Yeah.
The supermodel, an ex-girlfriend of Depp, is expected to testify via video link on Wednesday.
That is going
to
be spicy.
And will be called by his legal team, NBC News has learned. News of her expected testimony comes weeks after Heard made a reference to Moss while testifying about an alleged altercation between Depp, herself, and her sister, Whitney Enriquez.
Got it.
Heard claimed the Pirates of the Caribbean star swung at her sister as they stood by a staircase, and that it reminded her of a rumored incident between him and Moss from when they dated in the 90s.
This is going to get spicy. Wonder if that sociopathic douchebag, both of them, but especially Johnny Depp, will be smiling. I'm a bad boy. No, you're an average actor that's had some good roles.
See my little sister with her back on, face, her back to the staircase.
Yep.
And Johnny swings at her, and I don't even wait. Don't even wait for any other. I don't hesitate. I don't wait. I just, in my head, instantly think of Kate Moss and the stairs, and I swung at him. In all of my relationship to date with Johnny, I hadn't landed a blow. And I, for the first time, hit him. Like, actually hit him.
Depp's lawyers appeared to celebrate Heard's mention of Moss in court, which seemed to open the door for them to call Moss as a witness. Later, during cross-examination, his legal team asked Heard about the Moss reference. And she said, quote, "I'd heard a rumor, a vague rumor, about that." The Aquaman actress first brought up Moss in her ex-husband's 2020 libel trial in the UK, while recalling the same alleged incident with Depp and her sister. she claimed at the time, per the Associated Press. He was about to push her down the stairs, and the moment before that happened, I remembered information I had heard that he pushed a former girlfriend, I believe it was Kate Moss, down the stairs. Depp is suing Heard over an op-ed she wrote for the Washington Post, in which she referred to herself as a, quote, public figure representing domestic abuse. The article did not mention Depp by name, but he believes it was clear that she was referring to him.
I just want this case to be over with. They're both assholes.
She requested a temporary domestic violence restraining order shortly after the two began their divorce proceedings in 2016. Depp has denied Heard's allegations of domestic abuse, calling them, quote, heinous and disturbing.
Yeah, you are. We know.
The movie star told the court, never did I myself reach the point of striking Ms. Heard in any way, nor have I ever struck any woman in my life.
You're really going on the line when you say that.
The stand actress, who is countersuing her ex-husband, testified about alleged instances of violence by Depp when she took the stand. Her legal team argued during their opening statements that evidence will show she suffered domestic abuse by Depp that, quote, took many forms.
Yeah, I do think she went through it. I do think she's a victim, but that doesn't mean that Amber Turd isn't guilty in this. Not just for shitting the bed, but you know she did awful things to him too. They're an example of a toxic couple that never should have been together. Basically half of Hollywood.
Reps for Heard tell NBC News that the actress's legal team will call Depp to the stand on Monday.
That's going to be so good. I love all the people that are like watching it all day. Like, oh, it's boring.
Okay, but speaking of someone else who was genuinely happy to hear this news, Chris Brown.
Not the news about Johnny Depp about Rihanna having a baby.
After the birth of Rihanna's baby, sources close to her ex exclusively shared with Hollywood Life that Chris wanted to send his well wishes to Rihanna, but...
What a piece of shit. I mean, he literally could have been the next Michael Jackson. Like he had everything going for him. What a dirtbag. I love his music, but he's a dirtbag.
He's also not trying to make any drama for her with ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, but by saying something about it, you're bringing out drama.
Recall after the...
He's the type of dude that would insult somebody, but say, hey, man, I love you, but... If somebody ever says, I love you, but then insults you, they're just too much of a pussy to actually say that they want to say the insult, so they begin it by being nice. You ever notice that whenever someone critiques you, like a radio host, they go, I love you, but no, you don't.
News came out, Chris took to his Instagram story and posted a congratulations message with a pregnancy emoji.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY.
Jersey Shore is getting a makeover with a reboot and a brand new cast.
How are you going to have a brand new cast? And then I saw Spencer, I think his name's Pratt, whatever, Spidey, remember Spencer and Heidi from 2009. Yeah, he was like saying, yeah, Jersey Shore wasn't that impactful. The Hills was more impactful. No, it wasn't. You're selling rocks online, Spencer. You're a little irrelevant.
But the OG cast is not happy about it.
They would be so happy about it. Of course they're going to be mad.
At least a joint statement voicing their disappointment, writing, we gave our all over the past 13 years, became a family, and continue to open our lives for the world.
And our legs.
So please understand that we are not in support of a version that will exploit our original show, our hard work, and authenticity to gain viewers.
All right. I don't know. I just made that noise. I don't know if you heard it. That was gross. I love how they said exploit. You guys were exploited since day one.
It looks like Kendall Jenner brought her fashion A-game to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's Italian wedding weekend.
I wish she would just show up in like, you know, like sweatpants and a like a Phoenix Sun shirt, like a Devin Booker jersey.
On May 20th, Kenny and her boo Devin Booker stepped out to celebrate Kravis's big weekend with a pre-wedding dinner in Portofino, Italy. The two...
Yeah, we know. But Devin Booker looks so sad. She's smiling all over the red carpet. And he's like, I should be playing in the playoffs, not at this damn wedding.
We're seen walking hand in hand.
Like, he looks sad, man. I would be, too, if I lost like that. Like, he looks sad. He was like, I so was going to get out of this. Because that was the same night as the playoff game. But no, had to go to the wedding.
And in stylish all-black ensembles, with Kendall sporting a see-through skirt with a black satin corset, while Devin kept it simple in a black shirt and pants combo with a bomber jacket on top. But the A-plus looks from the two didn't stop there. On Saturday, Kendall stepped out in a form-fitting beige blouse and skirt set with brown flowers all over it. And
it's gotta be weird being the guy that just lost by 50 points a few weeks ago, and now you're at a wedding. He looks miserable.
Kendall kept her look simple with a bold red lip and kept her hair down.
Yeah, she did.
Meanwhile, Devin matched her with a more simple all-cream look and topped it off with a chunky gold chain. Now, as incredible as Kendall and Devin look, the Kardashian-Jenner family have been killing it all weekend.
That's good. 856-49-HOPPY.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are feeling the love. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex stepped out over the weekend at the Santa Barbara Polo Club near their Montecito home in California. While there, they were photographed showing some PDA when the couple kissed after Harry's polo team finished competing.
That's gross. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ashley Graham is grateful to have survived a harrowing birth experience.
Oh, man.
The supermodel welcomed twin sons Malachi and Roman back in January and shared in a new essay for Glamour just how intense the labor and delivery was, including a severe hemorrhage she suffered.
I'm glad you survived, and we're going to get out of here soon. 856-49-HOPPY. I don't want to play this. Bachelorette guy freaked out after wild snake goes missing in his house. Whatever. And this last one, this is how we're going to end the show. But first, before we get to the last thing, this has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts, 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com. It's also been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, the best barber around. He has that salon loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Go to RichKBarber.com and get the Salon Loft app to set up a haircut today. This has also been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that Westchase Printing is the best around, I'm a man of my words. Also been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. And tell Dwayne, the mattress guy, that I sent you. And I will be there and I will interview you while you get your bed. And that sounds weird. Kind of is. This is also, but it's not. It's more weird about my part. Now you getting a good deal from Dwayne the Mattress Guy. This has also been brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best around, I'm a man of my words. If you don't live in Tampa Bay, you can work out virtually. And it's been brought to you by, who's the other one? I feel like I, did I say them all? Let me check here. Oh, man. Let me see here. I did Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, Amir Academy of Martial Arts, FitSage. I did them all. Okay. Go to every single podcast that has a platform. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Odyssey, Mixcloud, Deezer, and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on all social media, IG, Twitter, and Snapchat. RyanHoppyRadio.com. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. And, if you're listening on Z Radio, thank you. And if you're listening on a podcast, you can listen every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. Z Radio Live on Odyssey and TuneIn and the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. All right, for the last news clip.
George W. Bush gave us the best gaffe of 2022. This happened at the George W. Institute at Southern Methodist University. He's going in on Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine.
Yeah. The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq.
Yeah, that's all you got to know. You can say what you want about Biden or Trump or whatever. I think Obama was a good president. But time is going by and we are forgetting how dumb George Bush is, and he just projected and let us know and reminded us why he's one of the worst presidents of all time.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.